A black and white newsreel from 1915 promotes the Lincoln Highway. A group of men was filmed shoveling dirt around one of the original signpost markers that lined the nation's first coast-to-coast roadway. In Iowa, the Lincoln extended from Clinton to Missouri Valley, passing through 40 communities in between. Much of it is today's Highway 30.
Prior to the Lincoln Highway, there were no highways of any significance. Most paved surfaces were in cities. And beyond the cities, you had mud.
Highway historian Lyle Henry used to hitchhike on the Lincoln.
It's a system of old roads. You're right, it's not the main thoroughfare. I mean, we're sitting right here on the old highway. It's now listed as a county road, and yet there it is. It's the same roadbed that was there 100 years ago.
As the road infrastructure improved, Americans wanted to drive. New vehicles were designed for the vast open highways.
Every spring it comes, that urge to roam. And spring is waiting for you right now at your Winnebago dealer's 73 Spring Rally.
Winnebago Spring
Rally. The Lincoln Highway is a tourist destination now, a heritage byway that may lure some of those RVs and camper trailers off the interstates to explore the auto trails of an earlier time. Like this quiet stretch of old Highway 30 in Colo, just east of Ames, where the town has preserved the original cafe, gas station, and motel. It's one of the best authentic all-in-one stops along the entire length of the Lincoln Highway. Scott Burka unlocks the front door of the 1928 canopied Standard Station. Man, it still smells like a gas station, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
During junior high school, Burka used to pump gas, change tires, and sell Greyhound tickets when this was a bus stop. All the tools are still here, the original cash register, even a pint of whiskey with a swig or two left. Today, the antique filling station is a museum piece. It doesn't offer gas anymore, only nostalgia.
So we watched the windshield and checked the oil and put air in the tires if people wanted. We got prices down to around 22 cents a gallon there at once upon a time.
The two companion landmarks are restored and fully operational. Nyland's Cafe, named after one of the founding families, and the Colo Motel. In the 40s, a room cost $2.50 a night. Each unit came with a radio. The historic site is self-sustaining. No taxpayer support is needed. The revival of the Lincoln Highway has visionary enthusiasts setting their sights on revitalizing another forgotten trail, the North-South Jefferson Highway. Historian Lyle Henry.
It's a surprise to people to know that there was a Jefferson Highway and that they were on the Jefferson Highway. It just hasn't been in the consciousness of people as the Lincoln. Still, there are people we found increasingly who say, yeah, I'd like to do something about the Jefferson Highway.
The Jefferson connects Winnipeg to New Orleans, running parallel to Interstate 35, tracking through Iowa along Highways 65 and 69. Some old branches are still gravel. Publisher Edwin T. Meredith was a key promoter. It was coined the Pine to Palm Highway, or the vacation route of America. In the heat of summer, it was cool in the pine woods of Canada. In the cold of winter, drive south to the Gulf of Mexico. The Jefferson intersects with the Lincoln in Colo, where Sandy Hooman Kelly operates the Nyland Cafe.
Many people locally hear all the time all about the Lincoln Highway, and they're sort of discovering that the Jefferson really has a role at the same level in terms of the national highway system and the highway history. So I think it's going to catch up and run.
Supporters have already started to paint utility poles along the Jefferson with the old JH stencil. Scott Burka, the former gas station attendant, is treasurer of the Jefferson Highway Association, which reformed 2 years ago. He says a byway's designation would raise awareness further.
I think the byway signage is definitely in the Jefferson Highway's future. I know it's going to be a while, but the Jefferson folks are working towards that. And so I look for that to happen. I'm not sure how soon it's going to happen, and that's why there's poles being painted, because that's something that can be done today.
The Lincoln became an Iowa Heritage Byway 7 years ago and now has 1,000 signs showing the way across the state. John Mazzello is with the nonprofit group Prairie Rivers of Iowa, which manages the Lincoln Byway.
I think that a partnership between the Lincoln and Jefferson Highways would be a great asset for both of us. The roads, just like 100 years ago, still serve to connect ideas and people and places. And so by demonstrating what are those things that are engaging and what are those places that are really exciting, that's the way to build interest in the roadway.
The Lincoln has always been more prominent with heavier traffic and design upgrades, like the realignments outlined in this rare Iowa Highway Commission film. Posted on YouTube, it shows what life was like along the Lincoln Highway a half century ago, before Interstate 80.
Ogden represents a true Main Street Highway, with its curbs lined with stores, pedestrians, and parked cars.
Today's Lincoln Highway includes a farmer's market alongside Colo's time-honored gas, food, and lodging business. And it still lives up to its original slogan, a good place to eat where friends meet. At the end of June, a caravan of classic cars will stop here en route to the centennial celebration on the Lincoln Highway in Nebraska. The Jefferson Highway turns 100 in 2 years. In Colo, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.